The subject I'd like to speak about, Bezus Hashem, is Tshuas Hashem, as you see it will unravel in the, from following up from this week's Seder. This week's Seder, Vayechi, we find Yaakov Avinu benches the Shvatim. And when he finished benching Dom, he said, L'sheoscho kivisi Hashem. Yaakov Avinu saw Baruch HaKodesh that Shimshon would come out from Dom, as Rashi brings up Plot from the Pasuk, and he foresaw his Gevur. Says the Daas, the Kenyan Baal HaTosfos, on this Pasuk, that he quickly said the Pasuk, L'sheoscho kivisi Hashem, toch yedei diber, to demonstrate that the ultimate Yeshua comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we read not so long ago in the first Haftorah of Shabbos Chanukah, Loi b'chayim v'loi b'koyach kiyim b'ruchi om Hashem tzevokos. At the end of the day, the Chochma and the Gevurah comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. We find the Moshe Feinstein Zitzal in his Sefer LaTorah Dorosh Moshe brings the Gemara in Soiter Daf Yud. The Gemara says, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Shimshon, talking about Shimshon HaGibber, Don Shofat Be'emes, Ka'achat Shehu Hashem. Shimshon was the Elach HaShofet, and he judged Be'emes, Ka'achat Shehu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara is a plea. The Gemara compares Shimshon HaGibber to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochol. No other human being, boss of the Don, is compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochol. And the Moshe explains this mysterious Gemara. In no way, he says, should we belittle Shimshon's lifestyle and criticize his Gevurah, because whatever he did, all his physical fights and supernatural powers that he showed was all done L'shem Shemayim. Even though we don't understand his ways, just like we don't understand Hashem's ways, we constantly see and hear things which our minds are baffled and puzzled why things happen in this world the way they do happen, and yet at the end of the day we say and believe Hatzur Tomim Poloi, and we don't ask any kashas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the same way was Shimshon's life. We never find throughout Shimshon's hard life that he ever once bragged about his supernatural and physical powers and the thousands of Plishtim that he killed. He always put down his greatness to the Yeshua Hashem. When he killed 1,000 Plishtim with his 2 bare hands, he declared, Atom Nasata Biad Abdecho as Yeshua Hashem. And even after his koyach was taken away from him, he still had full bitochen in Hashem that he would save him. And once again he called out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chazkeni no achapam. And by his Loshon we can imply, says of Moshe, that he asked Hashem to save him now, just like he had saved him up to now. Because man, says of Moshe, must recognize at all times that even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows upon him bounty, power, and wealth, that man is always b'yad Hashem. As far as Hashem is concerned, everything is the same before he gives as after he gives. If he is Zoicha, then Hashem gives him. If not, Hashem takes it back, Chas V'Sholem. This is the lesson, says the Moshe, we must learn from Shimshon, that he always trusted and hoped in Hashem at all times, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said quickly, Toch Yedei Diber, when he thought the Nevuah, as he foresaw the Gevurah, the godless and physical koyach of Shimshon HaGibber, he immediately said, L'sheoscho kivisi Hashem, that in no way should we make a mistake that Shimshon's Gibber was down the fact that he was such a strong physical person, but sof kol sof, ultimately, the Gevurah comes from HaKadosh Baruch. I once heard Diane Greenhouse, Shlita, one of the Dayonim in the Beis Din, he brought the following Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara says in Chulin Daf Tzadik Aleph from the Beitz, in the Gemara in Gidah Nosha there, that when Yaakov Avinu fought with the Sashaleh, so we had not long ago in Parshas Vayishlach, the Malach told him, Shalcheni ki olo hashacha, send me away because the morning has come, dawn has come. Omar Loi, so Yaakov Avinu asked the Tzar Shel Esav, at that time when he fought with him, he didn't know he was a Malach. He thought he was an ordinary person, the boss of the Dom. So he asked him, what's your rush? You have to get away so quickly. Ganav Ato? Or you're a ganav? You're scared you're going to be chapped? Or it's Yevustus Ato? Rashi learns, are you a kidnapper? You're after people, nefoshes, to chap people? And the Tosfos learns, are you a gambler? You don't want to be caught red-handed? Yevustus Ato? Shemisyorim and Ashara, you're scared from the early morning that people will chap you? Omar Loi, so the man, at this time he was still the man, said to Yaakov Avinu, he gave away who he was. Malach ami, I'm a malach. Umiyom shenivresi, from the day that I was made, I was created. Lo higia zmani lo mashir ad achshav. My time has come now. Till now, my time hasn't come to say shira. Now my time has come to say shira. I've got to leave you. Says the Gemara writer, Misayeh l'alav chanan olamarav, and this is a writer of chanan olamarav. The Omar, this is a bit we want to bring out. The Omar Rav Chananel Omar Rav. Rav Chananel said in the name of Rav, Sholosh Kitis Shemalachi Hashoes Oimeroi Shira Bechol Yoim. There are three groups, three categories of Malachim who say Shira every day. Achas Oimeres Kodesh. One category of the Malachim just say the word Kodesh. Va'achas Oimeres Kodesh. Another one also says Kodesh. Va'achas Oimeres, and the third category of the Malachim say Kodesh Hashem Tzevokes. So says Avchanamel in the name of Rav. Freiti Gemara Akasha from Abraisa. Meisvei, we learned, Chaviv in Yisroel, Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisroel, we are so beloved by Hashem, Yoisim Malachi HaShoes, more than Malachim. Why? She Yisroel, Oimim Shira, Bechol Shoh. Klal Yisroel, we say Shira every day, every time. Every day we say Shira, Oz Yoshi Moshe. And the Gemara says, Chol Oim Shira, Bechol Yoim, the Kavona is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Moichel Kol HaVenoisov. We can say Shira every time, as many times as we want during the day. No Chazal V'Kavei has to say Shira in the Pesuk of the Zimra. U'malach HaShoreis, Ein Oimim Shira Ela Pam Achaz B'Yoim. The Malachim are not as great as us. They're only allowed to say Shira once a day. V'Omelot, some say Pam Achaz B'Shabbos, only once a week. V'Omelot Pam Achaz B'Chodesh, there's another opinion which says only once a month they're allowed to say Shira. V'omelo pamachas b'shomer. Another opinion says once a year they're allowed to say Shira. V'omelo achas b'shavua. Some say once in a shmitah, once in 7 years. V'omelo pamachas b'yovel. And there's another opinion they're only allowed to say Shira once in 50 years. V'omelo, and there's another opinion, a final opinion, which says pamachas b'oilom. Once in the lifetime of a malach, a malach is allowed to say his Shira. However, the Israel Mazkirin es Hashem Achashtei Teiros. We, Klal Yisrael, we already say the name of Hashem after two words. What are the two words? Shenema Shema Yisrael Hashem. Already after Shema Yisrael, we say Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echot. However, Malachi Hashomens, the Malachim don't say the Shem Ein Mazkirin es Hashem Ela La'acha Gimel Teiros. The Malachim only say they say the Shem after three words. Kidichsiv, as this Brisa says, Kodesh, 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 Hashem Tzevokes. So only after the third Kodesh do the Malachim say the Shem Hashem. And also, Ve'ein Malachi Hashos Oimim Shira Lema'alo, the Brisa carries on, the Malachim are only allowed to say the Shira above in heaven, Ad Sheyoim Yisrael Lemato, until we've said Shira down here, we've said the Oz Yoshi Moshe, once they've heard us say in the morning Shachis, Oz Yoshia, then Malachim have got the right to say their Shira above in heaven. And the Gemara brings a raya for this Shenem Apostle in Eoiv, Baron Yacha, Koich Veboika, and then behold the Vioriu called Bnei Elikim. So we made it a kasha from this brisa on Rav Chananel Amarav. Rav Chananel Amarav says you've got three kittas, three groups of Malachim. One says Kodesh, the other second one only says Kodesh, and the third group says Kodesh Hashem Tzavokis. And here we see that Mavraitsa brings the Malachim can only say Hashem Hashem after Kodesh, 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 three times Kodesh. And for the Gemara, Elo, Achas Oimeres Kodesh. The Mavraitsa should really read like this. One category, one group of Malachim say Kodesh. The Achas Oimeres, the second category says Kodesh, Kodesh, two Kodesh. The Achas Oimeres in the third one is, as we know it, Kodesh, 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 Hashem Tzevokes. And then the Gemara goes on to about Baruch HaFanim. It's not negated to what we want to say. Over Beitza we see that the Malochim have only got the right to say the Shem Hashem after three words, Kodesh, 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 and we are greater, comes out from the Gemara, Klal Yisrael are greater than Malochim, we can already say after two words, Shema Yisrael. It's Mashma only after two words. Likewise here, and this week said it fits in, Yaakov Avinu also said after two words, L'shi'oscho kivisi, and then he said Hashem. But those of us who got the minyak in the Nusach, Kriya Shema Lamita, we say Agam Sepizman. We say L'shi'oscho kivisi Hashem. And then we say down kivisi Hashem L'shi'oscho. And then Hashem L'shi'oscho kivisi. Kimak all combinations. So we do see that on the third time, we say Hashem L'shi'oscho kivisi. We start off with Hashem. The first one is Taka like Yaakov Avinu said, Lishosro Kivisi Hashem, then Kivisi Hashem Lishosro, and finally we start off Hashem Lishosro Kivisi. So, comes out like this. The more we daven, the Sforim right, the closer we get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eubazoi then, once we've said Kivisi Hashem Lishosro, then we can say the Shem Hashem already after one word, after Kivisi. Finally, when we already, we've done so much, we're closer to Hashem, then we can say Hashem, L'shi'oscho kivisi, we can start off by saying the Shem Hashem. This could be Pshat, I was thinking, L'aniyaz Dati, in my humble opinion, the Kavona which David HaMelech says in Tilim. David HaMelech writes a posuk, Kivas Elikim Li Toiv, which is very schwer to touch the posuk. Kivas Elikim, the drawing near of Hashem, Li Toiv, is good to me. So Kenzain, Lefid Vareinu, like we've been saying, it fits in very nicely. Because Kirvas Elekim, I'm bringing in the Shem Li, the closer we get to Hashem, we don't need to say L'she'osro Kivisi Hashem. We don't need to say even Kivisi Hashem L'she'osro, but we can go directly even higher than Malochim, and even higher than Yaakov Avinu in our Madrega, and even say L'Hashem L'she'osro Kivisi. Because Kirvas Elekim, we can start off with Hashem, and then Li Toi. We find in the same way that as we don't understand the ways of Hashem, Hatzur Tomim Poloi, why certain things happen, we don't understand how the Yeshua works. There's an amazing Sipporno on the positive we just had in Miketz. By Yishlach Paloi, Paloi sent, by Yitras Yosef called Yosef, by Yiritzu him in Aboya, and he schlepped him out of the pit. Says the Sipporno, Paloi sent for Yosef, and they schlepped him out from the pit. They shaved him, a galach, and they gave him a new set of clothes, and he came into the palace to power. And the Chazal said this was on Rosh Hashanah. Says the Sipporno, these words, Kederach kol tshuas Hashem, shenasis kemoi rega. Like all the Yeshuas Hashem, they happen from one minute to the next. A minute ago, Yosef was deep in the prison with all the low life, and the next minute he was standing in front of the king. There was no warning, no preparation, the Yeshua was instant. And he brings the prophet which David HaMelech writes in Tehillim, Ki Kroivo Yeshua Si Lovei, for the Yeshua of Hashem is close to me. The Yeshua is so close at hand. And when we think times are hard and tough, and we're about Cholila to be Miyash, then Teshua Hashem Keherev Ayin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us the Yeshua in a split second. Likewise, says the Sipporno, he brings that we were after 210 years under the Shibbet of the Mitzrayim, doing hard labor, and out of the blue we were told we're leaving Mitzrayim, with no preparations for our long journey ahead of us in that vast unknown Midbar. In fact, the Pasuk says, Kigoshu Mitzrayim, the Mitzrayim drove us out. And the Pasuk carries on, Shalom Hispik, we have no time to make any sandwiches for the journey. They don't have time to rise. That's the one in any of the matzahs, as we know. Everything was done in a rush. And so it will be when Mashiach will come in Hei of Yomeinu, the Novi says in Malachi, U'pisoim yovoi el heicholoi ho'odoin. And suddenly, all of a sudden, he'll come to Leheichol Odoin, to the Heichol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the term is like that. Klal Yisrael, whenever you see a Yid is always rushing. L'havdil a goy takes his time, he's got plenty of time, a Sunday he gets up late, he's not got nothing to get up for. We Klal Yisrael, we're always rushing. We ought to be rushing to davening, rushing to learning. Our whole life is meant to be a b'chipozon, just like the Yeshua came b'chipozon. Our lifestyle also, in an extent, of course, has to be musugadik, but to another extent, has to be rushed as well. Similarly, we find another Yeshua where we find we were rushed. The famous story with the Nes of Purim, when Achashverosh was mevatel the Gezerah, after he brought out the Gezerah, Lahashmid, Lahar, Amoshim, Amoshim, Betav, the Megillah brings the potter, by Yishlach Sephorim, he sent out Sephorim, Beyavarotim, through the Romans, Basusim, Roichvei Horash, the Ronomim, Benei Horamochim. And Rashi explains that these letters were sent out throughout Shushan by horses and chariots, which in those days, that was the fastest means of transport. They had no fax, no telex, no text to send over messages, the good news that the Gezeirah is bottled. The fastest means of chariots was a horse, a chariot, and that galloped along to give over the news in Shushan that the Gezeirah became bottled. Again, we see that the Geula and the Yeshua came out suddenly, unexpectedly, in a rush. And as the Vilna Gaon says, on this Indian, Kedei, these are his words, Kedei shelo yiru Yisrael b'day ge yoyse midai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Hibbechok Mosoi, understanding human nature, we shouldn't over worry more than necessary. And that's why it had to be in a rush to get us out of the Torah. Now we all daven for Tshuas Hashem during the week, Shabbos, Yomim Tovim, Keseda, we daven in Psukah Dezimah, starting off with Sheinu Lekei Yesheinu, we say in Hoidu, and we carry on, Hashem Hoshio HaMelech Yameinu V'Yom Kureinu, Hashem Shutsevach, in Hallel, on the Shchodesh, and Yomim Tovim, we say, on the Hashem Hoshio No, on Chanukah, we just sang at the end of Moed Tzur, V'Korev Kitz HaYeshua. Keseda and Keseda, in all our tefillahs, we're asking Hashem, He should send us the Geula. In the beginning of this week's Sedin Vayechi, Rashi brings B'Shem the Medesh, Bikesh Yaakov Legalat et Haketz. Yaakov Avinu wanted to tell his children the Shiftiko, when the soft, the Golas will come, when Mashiach will be here. But says the Rashi B'Shem the Medesh, Benistam Mimenu. In the last minute it was concealed for him, he couldn't give it away. It's Yedua the Vilna Gaon Zichron Brochon in his Bir HaGor to the Sifrod Zinuso. In a code that he writes there, he discloses when Mashiach will come al piremes in a coded message, and he writes that anybody who understands his code, he's mashpia that person. He should not be megala. He should not give away Belakei Yisrael by the God of Israel, not to tell anybody when Mashiach will come. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, the Kohen Ibrahim, the Rav of Yerushalayim, was supposed to have said that we all want to know when this bitter golus will end and when Mashiach will come, but we are not ready to know this. The Vilna Gaon, he said, who knew Kol HaTorah Kulo and learned Torah all his life Lishma, when he came to those psukim in Daniel where Mashiach is alluded to, Min HaShemayim, they were megalah to him the Ketz HaGolus. And when Mashiach would come. But, again, in a Shemaim, the Vilna Gaon wouldn't say it, certainly not out the Derech Poshet. Because the Klal is, that the Gaon knew this, anybody who learns Torah Lishmo, the Min HaShemaim, the Amegala to him, called Rozi Torah, all the hidden secrets of the Darkei Hashem in his Torah. As the Mishnah says in Pirke Ovos, Kol Aloyim Torah Lishmo, Zoicha Lidvorim Halva. In the time of Abchaim Balozhin, there was in the yeshiva of Elojin a person who claimed he knew what the Gaon meant when Mashiach would come, and that he could work out according to the Gaon's writings when exactly the Ketz HaGolus would be. So when Abchaim saw, Abchaim Elojin was a Talmud Mubek from the Vilna Gaon, when he saw that the Olim was pushing him and nudging him to talk that and to give out the secret, so the Olim was getting excited, he said to the Yid, okay, let's hear what the Gaon meant. And just as he was about to start speaking, he became paralyzed. He lost his power of speech. So Abchaim Elojin realized and saw in the Shemayim that nobody was to know. The other Mekubalim want to say is Merumas that Abchaim Elojin himself did know, and he didn't give it away. The Moshe Shtabach Shlita said over in the name of his illustrious Rebbe, the Moshe Schneider Zetzal, who just had his yahrzeit now, that during the Gezeira of the continuitism in Russia, there were notorious Russians when they chopped away young boys from their parents to take them into the army under the Rosha Nikolai Yemach Shemoy. There was a big asifas of Rabbonim. There was a conference of rabbis, and they all declared that now must be the time for Mashiach to come. So one Zokin got up, who was known to be a Kodesh and a Mekubal, and he said that the Gaon writes in his Sefer, which we mentioned, on the Sifrodit Sniusa, exactly when will Mashiach will come, Beremes. And he adds that the Gaon was Mashpia, that anyone who understands the Remes should not give it away, should not be Megalit. The Tzaddik went on and said, you all think that it's now is the time for Mashiach to come. But I'm telling you, according to the Cheshbon of the Gaon, there's still a long time to go. However, so that he said, that you shouldn't, Cholila, become Miyash, and you shouldn't lose your Emunah, I'm sure the Gaon would agree with me that it would be a mitzvah to reveal to you when Mashiach is coming. At that moment he was about to disclose when Mashiach would come, and in the Mesemedesh in the Rabbim and Apach Mesemedesh, on the spot he fainted, he had a heart attack, Lo'aleinu, and it was Nifta there and then. Again, in the Shemaim, we see that we're not supposed to know when Mashiach will come. There's no mitzvah for us to know when Mashiach is coming. There is, however, a mitzvah to be ma'amin, to believe that Hashem will send the Mashiach Tzidkein, as the Rambam writes in the Shloisha Se'ikrim, and Imam Be'memun Shlemo, Be'viyas HaMashiach, V'Alfa Pisha Yismameya, and that's the only one of the Ikrim where he writes V'Alfa Pisha Yismameya. No other of the Shloisha Se'ikrim does he say, and even though Tchias HaMashiach won't come, that we still have to believe in it. Here he puts in the Loshen, V'Alfa Pisha Yismameya, Im Kol Ze'achak Elei B'chol Yom Sheyobay. It's Yedua Dechsam Sofer in Chuvas, in Chelek Vov Simon Tzadik Ches. He writes there, Bezer Aloshen, Tzorach Anir La'atzio Hitzorachas, I'd like to put forward to you a suggestion. Kemoy, and I'll read you out his Loshen HaKodesh. Kemoy Shehoye Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaSholem, just as Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaSholem, Shehoye HaGoyal HaRishon, he was the first redeemer of Klal Yisrael, Nizdokin Shmoinim Shono, he aged 80 years, V'lo yoda, v'lo hirgish ba'atzmoy, shehu yiyah ha-goyal Yisrael, he never realized till the age of 80 that he will be the goyal Yisrael, the Redeemer. V'afile kishomer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even at that late stage when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Leich ki ashalecho chal pala, go, I want you to go to Paul as my shliach, mikol mokum siriv, he refused. He didn't want to accept upon himself that he should be the Shliach Hashem and the Goyal Hashem. Cain, says the Chassam Sofer, Cain, Yiyah HaGoyal HaAchron, so shall it be by the, when the last, the ultimate Goyal comes. Umiyoyim Shechor HaBeis HaMidosh, the day that the Beis HaMidosh was destroyed, Miyad Noilav Echad Horoi B'Tzitkosu, one person was born who is Roin, his righteousness, Lios Goyel, to become the Redeemer, Ula Cheshigia Azman. And when the right time will come, Yigal Le'elav Hashem Yisroch, Hashem himself will reveal himself to the Yishalchu. Cain Hoya Begoyel Rishon, so it was in the first Goyel, V'chein Yiyah Begoyel Achrin. So shall it be in the last Goyel. This tzaddik ba'atzmo eini yodea, he doesn't know. Rabbanisenu, he says, kirobu, as we would say, Rabbanisenu Rabbim, kvar kamo v'kamo mesu, many, many Mashiachs have already passed away, v'lo yizochinu shi'yar aleim ruach shel Mashiach, we haven't had the schutz that the ruach of Mashiach should be aroused, gam ki heim ruyim l'kach, even though those Mashiachs could well have been worthy in their own rights. Aval ha-doyol lo-hoyo-roy, the generation that these Mashiach Hashem were living in, the generation wasn't roy to have them. Ulom, finishes off the Chassam Sofer, ki she-yagia mi-etz Hashem, when the right time will come, yegal le-el of Hashem, Hashem will reveal himself to him, k'moy le-moshe b'sneh, just as Moshe Rabbeinu was at the snare the first time Hashem revealed himself to him, yishalcheu, and he will send him out. Up come the Shoneh from the Chassam Sofer. We say in the Shemoneh Esrei in the Baruch of Tzemach David, we finish off Kili Sheoscho Kivinu Kol Hayom. We hope for your Yeshua Hashem. it's said over in the name of the Arizal that when one gets to these words in the Shemoneh Esrei, one should be mechavan to wait and long for the Yeshua. That's the Mashiach. As the Gemara says in Shabbos, the famous Gemara, B'shor she'machnisen odom ledin, after 120 years, when we get up to Beth Shemalo, one of the shilas we're going to be asked will be, Tzipiso le'Yeshua, did you yearn for Mashiach? Amongst other questions. So, did you wait for Mashiach? So by saying, says the Arizal, in this Berucho, Kilisha Oscho, Kivinu, we will be able to answer in the affirmative. In Nusach Sfarad, they add in the words of Matzapim Yeshua, which is a direct answer to that child of Tzipisil Yeshua's mamish, that same Loshon. So we see it's a mitzvah to wait and yearn for Mashiach to come, but by no means is it a mitzvah to know when Mashiach is coming. That's not for us. In fact, the Shimon Shvam's Kohen Brocha is medayik very beautifully. We say in the Brocha, Ki lishaoscho kivinu kol hayoim. For in your Yeshua we hope every day kol hayoim. We don't say Ki lishaoscho kivinu kol yoim, which would mean we wait for Mashiach every day, but only perhaps once a day. No, we say Ki lishaoscho kivinu kol hayoim. We wait for Mashiach with our whole essence, with our whole metzias. And in return for this waiting and yearning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises us he will send us the Yeshua through Mashiach Tzidkenu. And in Halacha too, besides Dush, this also takes an important role, because the Shulchan Aruch in Oyer Chaim Simen Kuf Yud Ches brings from the Shari Tshuva on the Daf there, and the Shulchan Aruch says that to wait for Mashiach is one of the six mitzvahs, the Sheish mitzvahs to Midyas. One of the six mitzvahs which a Yid has to constantly think about, that's the mitzvah kol ayoim, he says, to yearn and wait for Mashiach. And it's in this tone we finish off the bracha, says Rav Shimon Schwab, that we say we've finished the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Matzmiach Keren Yeshua. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Matzmiach. He implants in us the Yeshua constantly and consistently. We only don't feel it. As he puts it, it's mustera tachoyle hakoysel, it's hidden behind the wall, we don't realize the power of the smicha it has. And as we said in the name of the Malachi of the Novi Hashem, upisoim yovoy alecholi, suddenly he'll come into his hechol oven, asha'atem bavakshim, which you are yearning for. And the Gemara brings in Sanhedrin that tzadiches, that where the Gemara talks about that, the whole daf about Mashiach, where Mashiach will come behesech hadas, unknowingly to us. It's Yedua that both the Chofetz Chaim and the Ponim Sherov Zichroinim Levrocha were seen staring out at the open sky for endless minutes. And when asked, what are you looking for? Who are you waiting for? They answered one word, Mashiach. The same Novi, Malachi, who writes, Upisrim Yovel Hechel Oven, that suddenly will be brought in front of the Hechel Oven to the Beis HaMikdash. The same Novi writes about the Geula, that the Mashiach, the Geula, will come suddenly and unexpectedly. The same Novi we find in the Shabbos HaGodol HaTorah, he also by Malachi, Hinei Onoichi Sholeach Vokem, I'm sending to you as Elio HaNovi Lifnei Bo Yoim HaGodol VaHaNoirah. And the Chofetz Chaim is Medayek, that the Novi Malachi, he doesn't say, Hinei Anoichi Asha Leach Lochem, I am going to send you, which would mean as if to say, I'm going to send you in the future in some obscure time. No, it says, Hinei Anoichi Shoileach Lochem, meaning Eliyahu Novi is waiting, ready now to carry out his shlichus and to give us over the good news to be goelas. It's only up to us, we have to get ready to await him. It's Yedua that the Chofetz Chaim, the Chayim Lacha Sof Yomov, would have a case by his bedside, ready packed with his clothes and the spoil that he needs for the journey, in order to not to waste any moment to await Mashiach Tzidkenu. And also Sof Yomov, he was seen walking around with a new talit under his arms. And the Talmidim asked him, why are you carrying a talit? You're not davening now, you're learning. He said, no, Mashiach is coming any minute, and it's only a derech kovod to await the Mashiach with a nice, clean, white talit. Yerotzon, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us, should give us all the schus, we should be able to see the Goyal Tzedek in its right time, the Mashiach Tzidkenu, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and Tchiyas HaMeitzin, Bimheir, Biyomeinu, Barachmim, Gedoylim, Amen.